Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Gallagher moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Giants won, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive towards the mound. Bryant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday bunts towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Henderson moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Spear moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryant for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive beyond second. Beckert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryant strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Fuentes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 4 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.